Okay, welcome back. Scotch in the balcony. So, Al, this is our fourth time getting back into this. Fourth time lucky.
I'm going through a lot of candles to try and create atmosphere here for myself. But it's good. It's really been enjoyable so far. An array of.
But like, I was thinking during the week, well, why are we keeping doing this? Why do we want to do this? Why is there something? And I was just like, and I was thinking about just why other people are doing it. Why there's like fucking, you know, people that actually cause themselves, you know, what is their profession? What do? They call themselves, you know, influencers or social media fucking creators. And I'm kind of going, yeah, okay, for some of them, maybe, you know, there's this, but I think most of them, I kind of go, I mean, are they only doing it for clicks and likes and stuff like that? And then I was looking at the likes of the grifters that we have, the Andrew Tates and all those fuckers. And because one of the reasons why we said we wanted to do this, and one of the reasons why I wanted to do it as well, was just to talk about something which I you know, is something that we need, especially as men and stuff like that. So I was thinking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you something which popped up on my thing, and then we can have a chat. And just see where it goes. So I'm just going to have to share screen. So can you hear that? No?
Not yet. You're not sharing the screen with me.
I'm not sharing. Hold on a second. I have to hit. Okay. And.
All right.
The Kipling poem. It's one of my favorites since I was a boy at school. My father read it to me once. And I think it to me as a little boy, it summed up what a man should be. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good, nor look too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life for broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at the beginning and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are done and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 40 seconds worth of distance run. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
I do love that poem.
Yeah, I know you would. I know. I came across it the other day on Spotify. I had a skip when I was filling the skip and stuff, and I had to put a bit of motivation music on. So, I'm not gonna lie, I had to put on a bit of Rocky music, and And as I was looking for stuff, that just came up. a bit of Rocky IV, which just, I want to do an episode on that. I want to do a discussion of that because I have a few funny insights in it. But, and I came across this and I'd forgotten about it because I hadn't listened to it in so long. And obviously Michael Caine doing it, you know, makes it 10 times better. But it's just that idea that he was talking about what is to be a man. Now, we're not going to dissect the poem, but, you know, we live in a funny world now at the moment in the West, where we don't have the things to overcome that are, well, some do, right? But we're like you and I, most of us, we're doing okay. And I feel sometimes that I think there's a lot of, especially young men out there, I think, especially, don't have maybe that thing to overcome. And obviously a lot of young men may not have a father figure or someone in their lives or in their circle that, and then of course then they go online and they listen to the likes of the Andrew Tates and they listen to those, you know, and the smear, and women have their own ones as well on the same. We've talked about the feminist, how the feminist movement has the way that's gone. And what I like about, you know, this poem, and it's even, again, I'm not going to dissect it, but just that first line kind of just, I try and remember just to take a breath. I'm not very good at it, by the way. You can ask my family, my kids, you know, I go from 0 to 100 very quickly and I am working on it. But that all day of just taking a breath and realizing that, hey, things just take time. And I think that's something which is not being talked about enough, that these things take time to figure out. And things are hard. And that's what I love. I'm 47, and for the first time I have a couple of hobbies. And one of them is just working with wood out in the shed. And I'm not any good. But, you know, I'm teaching myself, and it takes time.
Mm.
And whereas the message that's been sold, you know, and I'm going to be very careful not to put my tinfoil hat on, but by corporations and certain voices in government and stuff, that, hey, there is a quick fix. Here's the quick fix to everything. And I think we need to go away from that. And men, young men especially, just need to realize that, hey, there is a, this is how you're supposed to act. And there's different ways. There's so many different forms of that, versions of Michael Caine of that. But I like the bit where he says that this is what he thinks it is to be a man, or he did when he was young. And I come here, I'm 47, and I came across it and I read it and it's on my wall. And I think it still stands, you know, that there, I do worry that we're going to have generations of men who aren't, you know, who would look up to the likes of the Tates and stuff like that.
Mm.
And the Andrew Tate, I mean, I have watched a lot of his stuff. It's very interesting what he does. He's very good at it. I think he's a grifter. And again, he's not the only one. There's loads of them out there. Fuck, the whole of Instagram is fucking a lie and shit like that, and so on and so forth. Whereas I think there's like poems like this, and there's advice out there just to tell you, man, hey, just stop, figure it out yourself. You know, because a lot of the advice in there is just about, hey, just taking a breath and figuring it out.
And yeah, I think I take from that poem, I've read it a number of times over the years, and as I get older, one of the things I actually take from it is there's a lot of people out there who are quietly persevering against private difficulties as well. And it's about those,
yep,
about fighting those difficulties and persevering against them that people will maybe never know about, right? And so I think there's an element of that where, because I work with a lot of younger people kind of earlier on in their careers. And I found, certainly in the last few years, that when you talk about taking a breath, I'm not easy to anger, but I can be quick to react sometimes to something defensively or whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same.
What it's taught me in the last 2 years dealing with people who are on the ladder of the career, they want good careers. They want good lives for themselves and for, you know, their families and stuff like that. And what it's taught me is patience with those people as they're coming up, and to, you know, not to be the granddad sitting around the fire telling the kids stories, but like to impart some of knowledge and maybe wisdom if you have it, it's required, right? And that kind of taking a breath is so important. The not reacting to something negatively straight away is a huge skill in life to learn. And it doesn't take 4 years at university. It doesn't take 10 years in a trade or in a job or in an office. It's something that people can teach themselves, but it's very hard to do. But I think it's one of the key skills in life for men or women. If you can take, and I've said this about a lot of things, step back, take a breath, think about what just happened, and then respond rather than react. But in terms of life nowadays, you're talking about Andrew Tate and his brother. And I watch some of this stuff because I just wanted to, I don't agree with any of it, but I have no problem watching or reading something I don't agree with because it keeps me honest, I think, in my views. And you know my thoughts on stepping outside the herd and groupthink. I'm not interested. Clubs and memberships, political parties, all this kind of stuff, societies, I don't join them. And it's not because I'm a loner. It's because I don't ever want to have to dumb myself down to fit in with the narrative of whatever society or membership or group I'm with. I want to be able to challenge things if I feel it's wrong. But the Tate thing is interesting because nowadays is very different, right? I don't, like, everyone knows social media generation. Everything is instantaneous. Knowledge is at your fingertips, literally. You don't have to search something out in the library. You don't have to learn it in a textbook. You can find this snippet. It's the instantaneous kind of half experts where you can learn a little bit of it. And the problem with that is you now have an awful lot of people, whereas 30 years ago it was, and I don't have anything against Tony Robbins, but Tony Robbins was the motivational guy in life, but you had to buy his tapes. You had to make a conscious effort to go out and, whereas these guys are just coming up on your Instagram feed. For young people who are.
But that also works both ways. But because the Tony Robbins, sorry to interrupt, sorry to interrupt, I just want to make a very quick point that, and it is a good point, and I agree with you, but there's another side of that, is that the likes of a Tony Robbins, they also had to work hard to get into your living room, let's say, to get to you.
Or to get you to go to the seminar.
So they had to put the graft in as well. And when there's a graft to be put in, it doesn't get rid of all the snake oil salesmen, but it gets rid of most of them. But it's easier now. You still have to work hard, as all grifters have to, but it's easier now. And the platforms are there for them to take advantage and to make a living out of selling their bullshit.
If you're a young impressionable male, for example, let's just talk about men and boys for a second, right? This is two men on this thing. Like,
well, all boys and young men and even older ones like us, we are all, like, I have a 9-year-old. He's an impressionable as fuck. But all kids are. All young men are. And then as even in their early 20s, they're all impressionable. And it depends what they're impressioned by. It depends what they're surrounded by. And if they don't have a father figure in their lives, then where do they go? Before, they didn't have the phone, right? So they come here. There would have been someone else in their community or within their circle.
Yeah.
But now it's just, as it's too easy to go on their phone and what comes up on the phone. I've never Googled I've never put Andrew Tate's name into fucking YouTube. Not once. And yet his shit comes up. So, like, I'm not looking to listen to someone like him. If you're a young man, this shit is just, it's coming up and you've no one, and that's.
See, his message seems to be, well, there's a couple of messages, a few messages, but on the one hand, some of his advice is about telling young men that you do need to step up. You do need to take, you know, at a certain age, certain responsibility, whatever. And then it starts going into misogyny of treating women like shit, or, you know, you're basically almost like property. Or his thing is, I remember him listening to him saying, you know, well, because he's a mixed martial artist, right? And he's like, well, you know, I'm expected to protect my woman, as he calls it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I put my life on the line, if it came to it, she should really do anything I say. That's kind of bullshit of, and
yeah, he's fucking people, terrible advice.
The inexperienced, you're young, that can sound like a, whoa, that, I mean, that makes perfect sense. And it's like, well, it doesn't. It's not the right thing to do. But he also peddles this, which I've found in recent years, this lifestyle thing that, you know, he maintains he's a billionaire or whatever, close to it. But, you know, almost like it's an easily attainable lifestyle if you just have the attitude like him. But the thing about Andrew Tate is, and I'm not crediting him here, but it is true, he would have had to put in a huge amount of hard work to become an MMA champion, which I think he was, right? So he had to persevere there with a lot of hard work. And what he's peddling to these people is, you can be rich like me if you have this attitude, and if you're willing to kind of, and you have, you get all these women if you treat them like shit. And that age old message that some people peddle out to young men, which is attractive to a lot of young men who are disaffected in their lives, who feel like, you know, for example, we talk about a lot about how difficult it is maybe to get on the housing ladder. So, you know, it becomes, you know, that those more easily attainable things in life from years ago aren't anymore. And yet they're being peddled a myth that you can be a multimillionaire or a billionaire. You just have to have an attitude, this arrogant arsehole attitude that's me first kind of thing all the time. And the interesting thing is, what I've noticed is, it keeps peddling this stuff that it's not even enough if you're a millionaire. You're still a loser. You have to have 30 cars and all this bollocks. But it's, social media has exacerbated it and made it more easily accessible. But people like him have been around
forever.
Because they can make money off vulnerable and gullible people who think that by paying money to him, what was it? Was it Hustlers University or something he was calling it? But young people,
probably.
Like, if you're a young guy and you're not getting women, or you haven't got a great job, or you're not, you know, you don't feel good about yourself or how you look or who you are, your intelligence, being given these easy answers, it becomes very attractive. And what happens is, in these young guys, like, without realizing it, or some maybe do, they become toxic people, because you've all of this swagger and attitude and arseholeness about you, but you don't have any of the means that this guy has to live the life that he lives. But it's very, I think, I don't want to over-egg it. I don't know about the charges. I mean, they could be guilty, not guilty. I have no idea. But what you're, you know, the social media stuff that's put out there, and it's so pervasive. It's like you, man. I don't search this stuff out. I think it comes to me because from time to time I'll listen. If someone interesting is on Joe Rogan, I'll watch it, or I'll listen to it. I don't follow it. I don't. And as somebody who loves stand-up comedy the same as you, I don't watch a stand-up or anything. So I'm not a fan or anything. And I think because of that, the algorithms go, oh, well, do you know who else you'd like? You know?
Yeah.
Andrew fucking Tate, and he comes up. And I do think it's dangerous for men. Like, we have to teach people, I think, that I want life to be easier for those who come after than the difficult things I would have had to go through, or you. And our generations before ours will consider that they went through much tougher things as well. I don't want to make things hard for people, but we have to be realistic with people about how difficult it is to get where you get to. I've had to fight and work very hard to get to where I am now, which is a comfortable place in life. Nothing is set in stone. I'm certainly not in the position where, if I'd ever worked, I'm going to be okay. But, like, you know, it's a good thing to tell people that these things are hard to obtain sometimes. And while I don't think it should be impossible for people, for example, to be able to buy their own house or whatever, or own home, I do think there's certain things in life that things do taste a little better when you've had to persevere for it, and you've maybe had a few failures. And again, there's nothing wrong with failure. failure is I've learned more from my failures than my successes. And I know that's a cliche, but it's certainly true in my life. You know, that old adage of, and it was something I had to say to myself a few years ago when I was in a really difficult place. And I remember just in my head, it just kept coming into my head. You know, no one's coming to save you, right? You're an adult now. Your parents are, no one's coming to save you. And I had to keep saying that in my head to get myself out of the position that I was in to do it. But it's a very, I feel for young people nowadays, and I have to be honest, right? And again, not getting into the job that I do or anything like that, but where I work, there's obviously always a lot of young people coming in, young graduates and stuff like that. And I have to say, all of them that are coming in the last 2 years that I deal with and I work with, they're all very smart. They're all willing to work hard. And it's a good thing to see. But I want more people to have those kind of opportunities. I'm trying to open up in the industry I work in. I want to see, and they're starting to do it now. Don't just take everyone from college and university. I didn't go that route. And it's worked out fine for me, but I had to work and study through the job. Let other people have that opportunity. Let people have an opportunity where they can, they have these chances, and they don't have to have, like in different parts of the world where parents have to have a shitload of money to send them through college or to just finance, even if college is free, they have to finance you going there. But I think there's other ways of doing things that would help with people. But you're right. What you said at the very beginning, you know, the extreme consumerism that we see now, instant gratification with stuff, it makes it very difficult. And I do think it weakens society overall when everything is so comfortable and easy at your fingertips. Like, I'll just say this and then I'll stop. Can you imagine what the first and second lockdown would have been like with COVID if COVID had happened in the 80s or the early 90s? We would have been bored out of our fucking skulls, right? But it was easier, not saying it wasn't, it was a horrible thing that happened and very difficult mentally for people. I struggled a little bit working from home all the time and stuff as well. But it was like, if we hadn't have had all these things that we have at our fingertips now, I think it would have been a lot worse. And I think, I don't know what the right message is to younger people, Heno, because I don't want to be that guy that's like, well, in my day, or, you know, we need a war. Like, there have to be easier ways to help people.
But
steer away from those kind of influences, or to understand the difference between somebody like your man David Goggins, who I think he's a little extreme at times, but you know, he put on a lot of weight, he lost it, he gets out and runs every day. His message is, it's hard, guys. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's where the reward is sometimes. Hard to do. It's putting and getting to understand the difference between that and this arsehole who, you know, reckons he's 32 sports cars, and then now he's in a prison in a jail in Romania with his brother on human trafficking allegations and potential charges. To steer away from them, because you and I would see straight away, that guy's a wrong one, he's a dickhead. We knew people like that when we were younger. Grifters, chancers.
Yeah.
The guy had asked for a
fake
steal your lighter. Those kind of people. Oh, that used to annoy me. I won't name names.
Yeah. No, but they're fake. But this is the problem, right? And I think I've young kids. I've two girls. I've 16 and 13. And I keep saying, just put down the phone, right? And you're right. And I realize that when I say that, I do sound like the old fogey. But I do think that is the answer, is just put down the phone. And actually, again, I sound like a dickhead, but put down the phone and go do something. Right. And that's why I said, just fucking do something. That's why I get annoyed at most times. Just do something. And my son's the same. He's 9, right? And I let him play Fortnite because he plays with a couple of his friends in class, right? And I said, you can only play with their own and only play within their group. You cannot speak to anyone else, right? And he's pretty fucking good, right? So it's a bit hard, but, you know, I'm pretty impressed by him. But on the other hand, it's like, dude, just put it down. And I think that's the first step. It's because you're spot on, dude. If this lockdown, the lockdown could not have happened at any other time apart from in the last couple of years. They couldn't have done it. And you want to know something? I don't think they would have done it. because they know it wouldn't have happened. People would just go, after a fucking week, get the fuck out of here. I'm going out. Right? But yeah. People were happy to sit at home and just be on fucking TikTok. I fucking hate Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and fucking shit. I just know. Stop it.
What's needed in that regard, just very quickly, I think, and far be it from me to champion much that comes out of China, and I'm not suggesting we do the same, but they at least regulate
Chinese food.
My understanding from what I've read is that they have regulated. Obviously, TikTok is a Chinese app, right? It came out of China, and there's arguments about surveillance and stuff. But we leave that for the tinfoil hat episode sometime down the line. But what I hear is what they do is, if you're a person of school going age, you can log on to TikTok and have an hour of fun. But then there's an hour or two that you have to do that's educational in order to, it's almost like you unlock it.
Yeah.
You would need that kind of regulation that says, well, okay, look, we're not going to, it's not the same. You don't have 12 bikes outside someone's house when you're a kid. And that's how you know where all your friends are. That day is gone.
Yeah.
Or they're out till the street lights come on and then going home. And that day is gone. And for good and bad reasons, that's gone. Right. But I think when the kids are going to be online, it does, and people go, well, it starts with the parents. Well, actually, I think when you want to make society better, when you want your children to come out of school stronger, well-adjusted, better educated, you do put regulation in place that says for these social media platforms, there should be some verifiable educational content or positive influences on there that they can access. And maybe you have to do a little bit of time with that. And then you can kind of, then they, okay, so you get an hour a day where you can do your thing on TikTok or you can do whatever. And I think that's, and I, again, I'm pulling this out of my arse. But there's ways to look at that as a government and to put those policies in place, which will help children because they're just bombarded now with so much stuff.
I agree totally. But it's never going to happen. And the reason why I don't think it's ever going to happen is porn. They don't regulate porn online. Like it's everywhere. There's nothing stopping anybody of any age watching or putting up whatever the fuck they want.
Well, you know, that's why they reckon, do you remember it used to be years ago before smartphones? Whoever had the smallest phone had the coolest phone. And once they invented, like, the start of
the yes, yeah. Hold on. No, we need a bigger phone. Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's true. It's maybe an apocryphal tale. But, like, thumbnails that you get on with the loads of it that apparently that all comes from pornography. It's terrible. But you're right. It's they don't regulate stuff like that
if they're not going to regulate that, right? And if they're not even going to talk about and seriously talk about it, it's not hard. My wife works in IT security. She told me it's not hard. It's pretty fucking easy, actually. But if the will isn't there, and it's not the will of the people, because we're idiots and as a society, we're fucking idiots anyway. But it should be the will, because we humans, we need boundaries, right? We need regulation. You know, we need those kind of things. And if you look at where regulation is, and I don't want to go down this, I'm not going down that rabbit hole, right? But it is funny when you look at your society, whatever country, whatever you live in, the society you live in, that on one says, well, you're not allowed to do this over here, and that's for your own good. But you can do whatever the fuck you want over here. You can smoke as much as you want. You can drink it. I'm not saying to bring in regulation to stop that, but there have to be discussions. You can smoke as much as you want, drink it. You can eat as much fatty food and processed food as you want. In fact, we're going to make all that shit so fucking cheap that you're going to want it. But we should have regulation over here. No. You know, there should be regulation there.
You should. Yeah.
But over here, There's a lot of regulation here where you can and you can't do unless, you know, you're a big corporation and shit like that. And it's just, I don't think it's right. And it's led us down a road for younger generations. and even our generation, where certain things are too easy. Certain things should be hard to attain. Or not hard, but you should have at least to work for them. Right? And I'm not getting into the AI fucking ChatGPT thing either. That's for another tinfoil night. But I do feel that not just younger generations, but our age as well, everybody should listen. There's going to come a point. You're going to be fucking bored. And when you're bored, that's when you put the phone away, say, right. And that's what I'm trying to do this with my kids at the moment. I'm trying to do this with my young fellas. Say, like, listen, what are you passionate about? I'm trying to figure this out without sounding like an old fucking dickhead. And because my thing with him is, because he's only 9. My wife thinks he's only 9. I says, yeah, well, now's the time. Because I think there is a good thing that kids aren't fucking all out at the same time, you know, hanging around corners, because that's anytime I see, I'm not all of them, but anytime I see kids hanging around corners, my opinion is they cause trouble because they're bored. And they're bored because they don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
And then these kids become adults, and guess what? Now you can drink. Now you can fucking drink and do whatever the fuck you want now. So that's not going to end well.
But I think you need to talk about how we improve society in that regard. And that, I mean, you need to have amenities for young kids, young teenagers and stuff
that are 100%. Affordable
and easily accessible. So those kind of hobbies that you found later in life, or I found later in life, that kids can try them, do them. Try it for a month.
But I found them only because I went looking for them, because I knew, and especially when I stopped drinking. And I'd been looking before that, because I'm not going to fucking lie to you, dude. I was in my early 40s and I was lonely. I was married with 3 kids and shit, but I meant like as a man and stuff, you could nearly say. I says, right, I need to go fucking do something, right? Because I was drinking a good bit, you know, and it was fucking, it was Groundhog Day. And look, we're humans. We go do the easiest thing.
And kids do that especially because they're those are the closest influences, the easiest influences. And if other kids think something is great, then that's the kind of thing you want to gravitate towards. It's very hard to, I think as a society, and this includes politicians, you do need from the top down something that alleviates these pressures on kids, but also some restrictions in terms of, and again, I don't think this has to come from parents all the time. Restrictions on these types of social media.
Yeah, parents need help.
They do. Of course they do. Because some parents are going to be able to spend more time with their kids. Some parents are going to be able to spend less. And that is always, 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 almost always about economics. It's going to be about the money and the wealth that you have that you can give towards your kids as they're growing up, right? So it's easy for
Hold on. It's not just that, right? Because it's not just an economics thing, right? I have to be careful how I say this. See if I can word this properly. So it's not only just an economics thing, because that sounds like it's a, you know, it's a middle class, upper class thing, right? You know, especially when it comes to time. I'm lucky. My fucking career, I'm making fuck all money. But on the other side, I get to spend time with my kids. That's great, because it's not going to be long till they're off doing their own thing and they're gone. And that's great, because that's what they're supposed to do. But it's not just it's not just an economic thing, okay? It's also an attitude thing. Right? Because there are, there are good parents and there's bad parents, right? There's parents who try and there's parents who don't try. And it is, and it's always that way. And it'll never be any different. So parents need help and kids need help and families need help. Okay. And obviously the increase of lone parents and broken parents. And it's made it complicated. It's making it hard. Okay, so what's the easiest thing? Is pick up the fucking phone, or, you know, and it's easy. And I think what government needs to do is to bring things in and bring amenities in and bring centers in and make it easy for kids and make it easy for parents to bring their kids to good places where they can have positive role models, where they can have people that can give them, you know, they can give them not just knowledge, but actually wisdom and say, hey, look, there's another way of doing this. There's another way of living your life. I feel there's just too many people. And this is the thing with the Andrew Tate thing. The people that listen to fuckers like him, they think this is the only way to be successful, that this is the only definition of being successful.
Yeah.
This is it. Because I always remember, when you were talking about him earlier, I couldn't remember, Gordon Gekko, Wall Street, Michael Douglas. And there's an interview with Michael Douglas I remember reading, and he was saying in the 80s when this film came out, I couldn't understand this. People were shouting at me. They were shouting greed and all this at me. He says, did I not get, he was the bad guy, yeah. You know? And I think this is what, again, we're seeing, you and I, and a lot of us are seeing the likes of Andrew Tate going, he's the bad guy.
Well, it's reminds you of Sting talking about the Police song, Every Breath You Take. And he's like, it makes me laugh every time I hear it played at a wedding. It's a song about a stalker.
Yeah.
Like, some people just take different meanings and shit. But look, I hear what you're saying. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, the problem, one of the problems nowadays is, we want to tell younger people and kids and stuff, and I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews, that life can be hard. Like, and things can be difficult.
It is hard. It's supposed to be hard.
What's getting mixed up in all of this is, like I said to you earlier on, the things that were not easy, but easier to attain in life. Just those steps on the ladder of the good job, you start to earn decent money in your 20s, and you can get on the property ladder and stuff like that, and you can have two or three kids and afford that. That stuff is feeling unattainable for a lot of people now. Just that in life is feeling unattainable for people. That's where it needs to start with politicians and society. And then we start to move towards, well, what do we do with social media? I'm not saying you ban it, but you can put guardrails in place that would help parents and help kids as they're growing up. That's what I think needs to happen, because the narrative as well from the other side is, oh, well, they're just not as strong as we used to be. And that's bullshit as well. Like, everyone thinks the next generation is shitter than their one. And that next generation thinks that the one before them has a lot of blame on them for their own issues. We need to step outside of that, I think, and just figure out what the best way forward is for, you know, to help young people to not be influenced by people like that.
Mayor, I agree. But again, very quick, because we only got a minute left. The thing about, oh, they're not as strong. Well, he says, well, to be strong, you kind of have to lift stuff. You have to do the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And then you become strong. And there's so much pleasure. There's real pleasure and happiness that comes from succeeding and doing something. And it's not the 30 cars. It's the doing something that I couldn't do, that I didn't think I could do. And it's hard, and it's great. And I just, you know, I'm learning this later in life when I'm trying to teach my kids. And maybe, you know, that's what I think we have to teach them. Okay, come here, it's time to go. That was, come here, it flies by this half an hour.
I hope it does for anyone listening as well.
Yeah. It's just a fucking white noise and everyone falls asleep after 10 minutes. Well, come here, everyone stay safe. And come here, we'll see you soon.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.